What is up? Welcome back to the Prop Party Pod. I'm Sam, and I'm here with my main man, Joey. And this week, we are going to focus on prize picks only. They were nice enough to release a lot of their props for the full Sunday slate, as well as the Thursday night football slate. So we are going to be talking about the game tomorrow, which, let's be honest, kind of sucks, and with the weather, could be even worse. And then Joey and I will jump into some prize picks, over-unders we like for the weekend. We kind of were discussing a little bit before the pod, and I think we have some nice disagreements for you all, so I'm sure you all enjoy that, and I'll be calling Joey an idiot. And before that, first things first, Joey, how are you tonight? Did you have your coffee?
I had 2 shots of espresso. I was falling asleep before this podcast. Joey wanted me to have some pizzazz going on, so got my pep up tonight.
Yeah, for anyone who's not listened to this before, we do not like Travis. So anything he says, we normally don't listen to and don't care about. I will say, before we get started, I just want to make sure everyone, you know, knows how to kind of, if you're not signed up for Prize Picks yet, you really should. We have an incredible promo with them. You're going to want to go to prizepicks.online. And if you're watching on video, you'll see, as I switch over to the Prize Picks page, Prize Picks, and you're going to want to go to the sign up page and use the promo code KARMA. If you use the promo code KARMA, you have a 25% bonus up to $1,000. So that would mean if you deposited $4,000, you get $1,000 in free money. $1,000, you get a free $250. So, and along with that, you get a free two play for anything you want. So what that means is it'll show up in your account as a free entry, and basically you can do any two pick you want, one over, one under, two overs, something like that. And if it hits, it's automatic $50, and that's a play that just comes with regardless to whatever amount you deposit. So everyone should join us over there. We use Prize Picks a ton along with our other partner, Monkey Knife Fight, but use Prize Picks. Join our Discord. If you're looking at the screen right now, again, you'll see me. I'm going over to the Karma page where we have a dedicated Prize Picks plays site, and that kind of shows up our articles. But if you want the kind of up to date, you know, when Joey and I drop them, we tag the whole page in Discord. You're gonna want to sign up for the Discord chat, because I'm not gonna brag, but Joey and I kind of move lines. So I'd recommend getting in Discord. Sign up at Karma, and you'll get all of them for free, because Joey's on a heater, and I am not. So, Joey, how are you feeling about this Thursday night game? We obviously think it probably sucks, but are you seeing any
issues? It's definitely going to be an ugly game, especially with the weather. We're looking at, I guess, 15 to 20 mile an hour winds sustained and 30 gusts. So that's not going to be good for the passing game or the kicking game.
Does this game need anything to make it worse? It's like you just pile on the weather, too, which is crazy.
Like last year, it was 9 to 6, and then there was also the 9 to 30 game where Derrick Henry had 138 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. So
yeah, he went off of my fantasy bench. That was awesome. Absolutely lit up my bench.
Just destroyed the showdown slate last year, which was really annoying. So I'm never on Derrick Henry.
I guess as we get into it here, and everyone, if you're watching the video, you'll see my screen here, and you can follow along kind of what we do. If Joey and I put any plays, I'll make sure to highlight them and touch on them. I mean, Joey, with the kind of weather and what we're expecting, and again, things could change. That's why you want to hop in our Discord. But, I mean, it seems pretty safe that, and I don't think we're point chasing, that Derrick Henry should have a pretty safe floor, and I feel pretty good about the over on 15.9.
Yeah, it should be fine. The only issue I always have with Henry is he's just not involved in the passing game at all.
Yep.
But if there's going to be a touchdown scored for Tennessee, 90% sure it's going to be Derrick Henry.
Yep.
So you're really looking at 100 yards rushing, which, it's tough. His line's perfect, but if you're going to pick something, I'm going over on him. I like the 14.5 where it started at much better.
Yep.
I dropped a play right when the lines came out with a couple plays, so the lines have moved. But I think Henry, Henry should score the most amount of points in tomorrow's game.
I mean, on the other side of it, I mean, I was kind of digging into Fournette. I mean, I think most people would say, me included, that Fournette seems to be the start of the year has been kind of lackluster, if you ask me. I mean, he's not really done anything. I mean, yeah, they were trailing and had that huge injury in their first game against Kansas City. And then last week, they were kind of all over the place trying to chase a win in a really ugly game. But, I mean, Fournette has seen 6 targets in weeks 1 and 2, each of them. And he's obviously getting all the volume. There's not really anyone else who's going to be, you know, running in his place. And on top of that, I mean, if this game is going to be low scoring and pretty tight, I don't know why they wouldn't just feed Fournette the ball with, you know, Minshew under center. So, I mean, I feel decently good about the Fournette over.
I think Fournette over is my favorite play of the game right now. Said those 6 targets a game, which we heard talk that he was going to have more involvement in the passing game this year, but I just didn't believe it in the offseason. I thought it was just coach speak, but
yeah,
he's definitely gotten 5th in RB targets and in the league, and up 3 targets a game from last year, which is beautiful to see. He's also had 2 drops, so he could have 2 more receptions, which is really nice. So he could have like a 5-point just catch floor, which will probably get him to 8.
Exactly. 8 points
in the game, especially with the wind. There might be some checkdowns if they can't get anything going in the air.
Yep. I mean, who? So, like, would you say your favorite play would be to pair him with Henry and say both over, or is there someone else you like better to pair with Fournette if that's your favorite play?
I think I'm doing a couple different 2 plays just to correlate some. I think I like just pairing both running backs over. I like pairing both quarterbacks under. I like pairing both kickers under just to correlate some plays together. It's probably what 3 cash plays I'd like. But probably Fournette, and then I like Fournette and Mariota under, if we're picking 2 from each team, would probably be my favorite 2 play.
All right, Joe, I got to ask, because I feel like you're not, you know, you don't love this game. Also, I'm pretty pissed that SRO is one of my plays I kind of like just changed, so now I might be off of it. But you, as you mentioned, the weather, I think you probably would agree. I mean, most of these receivers, these seem low, but these also could all easily go under if there's not much of a passing game. DJ Chark, as of right now, I see him now is at 10.2. He was below 10 for a little while. I mean, is Minshew great? No. Is the game environment good? No. Is the Titans D a little better than people think? Yes. However, I will say, Chark did see 9 targets last week after Minshew played the entire game. I mean, week 1's a bit of an interesting one. I mean, do you think this game stays close? But if Jacksonville gets down, I mean, I think Chark could get force-fed garbage time or just plays at the end. And I think that's more of a GPP play. I wouldn't say it's safe, but I don't mind the Chark over. And I assume you like his under.
Yeah, so I'm going under. You mentioned the 9 targets. Awful. But, so I have some stats here. So 139 out of his 201 receiving yards have come from deep balls, and that was just on, I think, 3 catches. So with the wind, that deep ball is just not going to hit. And then it looks like with Marcus Lee active in week 1, let's see here. He saw a 75% snap count and a 70% route run count versus week 2, where he saw the bump to 90% snaps and 80% routes run. So that little bump down might hurt him as well as the weather, so the deep ball just won't be there. He also has the highest ADOT, which is average depth of target, at 13.8. So just as a deep ball receiver, just because of the weather, I'm going to have to go under. As well, just the passing game just shouldn't be that prominent, because both these teams, since 2018 season, ranked top 5 in passing yards, or passing defense, so they're they allow the second worst and third worst passing yards. Sorry, third worst and fourth worst passing yards. So just a little over 200 a game. So I just don't see a passing environment in this game at all, especially with the weather.
Joey may have sold me. I think those points were, I was ready to call him a moron, but those kind of, What do you think about Corey Davis under with the expectation he'll probably be shadowed by Ramsey or Bouye? That's where I lean.
Yeah, I'm just under on him as well. The only people I like over in the passing game is probably, I guess, Delanie Walker and D.D. Westbrook are the only two I could see going over.
Delanie over. Dude, Delanie's going to get like 40 yards and a touchdown, and then boom, we're there. 9.5, we're there.
He'll have 3 catches and a touchdown, 100%. Yeah. Like,
I mean, Mariota is bad.
Yeah, you have to go with the cornerback.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think he'll probably have a mismatch. I mean, first of all, I'm of the camp, you know, I was reading this, and I kind of agree with it, and I mean, I guess it's not forming my own opinion. I mean, everyone always talks about how good the Jags D is, but I mean, is it? I mean, is it that good? I mean, they're, take out, you know, the 1 year they had a good season, they went like four or five wins in each of them. I mean, Ramsey's trying to get out of there. I mean, he's a complete dick. And then you have the rest of the defense. Like, are they really that good?
Nah, it's just mostly Bouye and Ramsey.
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw a stat, someone's Twitter, I forgot who it was, looks like only 3 people have allowed a sub 80 QBR, and that was Ramsey, and Bouye was 2 of the 3, so it's all with them, and then the rest of the defense just isn't as good.
I think the last one, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll try to get people one play here, maybe a 3 pick if we can pick one. I mean, the kicker, I agree. As of right now, I mean, Lambeau, especially with even the higher one, I'd go under. I mean, we don't really project IDP very well. If we're looking at the screen, I mean, Calais Campbell, I mean, he's pretty decent. 5. I mean, Miles Jack is a beast. Logan Ryan, I think, kind of sucks. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, and I kind of speaking for Joe here, I think the most comfortable, I mean, the 2 pick, I'd love both running backs over. But I think the one we could probably agree on would be Fournette over, Delanie Walker over. And then honestly, pick your poison with any of those wide receivers under. Because you can't, on Prize Picks, you cannot pair a QB with a tight end wide receiver. Is that correct, Joey?
Unfortunately, that is correct. So that kind of does win correlation plays. But my 3 pick, I would say, just to get across this rule, I mean, you can do running back and quarterback, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it really limits you on a single game slate. But I'm glad they opened up everything. But my official 3 pick would be Mariota under 14.2.
Yep.
Fournette over 13.5, and DJ Chark under 10.2.
Like it. That should probably hit. Everyone should probably get on that. We're going under Mariota, we're going over Fournette, and we're going under on Chark. I locked that in. I would like to mention, if you're looking at the screen, you have 2 options on Prize Pick. You can do a flex play, which means you can have the option for a 2 out of 3. And if it hits 3 out of 3, you get a slightly more, or you can just go all hit, and that's, you know, in a 3 pick, you're going to get a 5x. I would speak for Joey, and I think we feel pretty confident in this one. I would probably just roll the normal power play instead of the flex play, but if you want it to be more of a cash type and maybe increase it, you know, I think that's pretty safe that I think 2 out of 3 of those should hit.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, I mean, Joey and I don't really like to manage any sort of bankroll or anything. Joey, let's move on to the Sunday slate, which you mentioned it before. I do appreciate Prize Picks putting these up a little earlier. It's a little tough when we do this pod on Wednesdays where we kind of only have a Thursday night game, so we tend to neglect Prize Picks sometimes. But there's some interesting numbers here. I think Joey and I hopefully will disagree, just so we can talk about how big of an idiot he is. I think kind of what we're going to run through is I think we're going to each probably give maybe 3 or so, maybe 4 we like. We might have the same one. And then at the end here, we're going to give, let's call it, three pretty, we feel like, our lock plays between the two of us. And we will show them to you on the screen, and then we will obviously put them in Discord, and any other things we'll put in Discord as well. Joey, start off. Who was your first guy, over, under, and why?
So my first guy, I'm going under on Lamar Jackson. He's been on a heater, but, like, everyone's talking up this Kansas City Ravens matchup, but, I mean, the Ravens had some cupcake matchups so far with, I mean, obviously Miami is a joke. And then they also played Arizona. I mean, their defense is a joke as well, so got over 30 each time. But Kansas City at home and away are two completely different defenses. The game environment's going to be completely different. Kansas City on the road is, looks like there's 70, they average 72 points per game in the whole game, versus, let's see here, 52 points per game at home. So that's a 20-point difference in the game. That's three touchdowns. That's a lot.
That's insane.
Quarterbacks also average 22 points versus 13 points. But I do have to mention there's some noise with the QBs on the road versus home. There's some, Kansas City has played some easy quarterbacks at home, but it's just, I just don't see Lamar Jackson going over here. Everyone just recency bias is going to go over on him, but this is the time to hop off the train.
Yeah, I mean, I as I piggyback on that, I mean, A, I did not know those discrepancies between home and away were so apparent, but I mean, and this is more of a narrative than anything, but it's just like, you know, Lamar still does have a bit of a fumble issue. I mean, yeah, he's been hot fire. I mean, could he obviously torch what's a bad defense? Sure, but, you know, not regression, but I mean, it just seems like one of those games where he could easily throw two picks, maybe have a fumble, maybe one pick and a fumble, but I just think Kansas City controls this game, and I think that kind of mitigates Lamar's rushing a little bit, where they're kind of trying to force throws, because I think Kansas City will be out to a comfortable lead. And I agree with you. I don't see, you know, especially on Prize Picks, it's not like DK where you get like a bonus for 300 yards or 100 rushing yards or anything. There's none of that. So I feel pretty good about the under. And what did you say it opened at? 21.5? We talked off air about that.
In this game, no. That was a different game.
Different one? Okay. Well, either way, I think that's not, I think that's too high. I agree with that one.
Spread in this game?
We were talking about some game. I think it was, there was a pretty,
yeah, that was the,
good amount of movement.
That was the Patriots game or Patriots something. Game. The Chiefs is 7-point favorites right now.
No, I was 55. Saying Lamar's Prize Picks total.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, he started at 21.5, and now he's at 24.
Yeah, which is just like, that seems like a lot of public, just kind of assume, I mean, there just seems like a lot of public money, but I'll go to mine. So I like Joey's play there. I was hoping not to agree, but I do like that one a good amount.
I was surprised you agreed with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because I have been burned by Lamar, because I never play him. Everyone else in DFS does. I don't, so I think my one I feel most confident about, and this is kind of assuming some coverage, is I feel pretty good about Tyler Boyd under 14.5. He is a stud. I do like Boyd a lot, but the Bills' defense, in my opinion, is no joke, especially their pass defense. Maybe their run D is a little bit shaky, but
they have the best pass D in the league.
Yep. And I've said this since the beginning of the season. I mean, I think the Bills overall are a top three or top five overall defense in the league. I mean, when I think about Boyd, I mean, if you look at Pro Football Focus, I mean, they're obviously the sharpest people in the industry. And, you know, they think Tre'Davious White is going to be on John Ross, which I disagree with. I think Tre'Davious White could almost shadow Tyler Boyd. I mean, that's the option that Dalton's going to have. I think the Bengals will be trailing. They have pretty much no run game at this point with Mixon, who's always hurt. Their offensive line sucks. And if the Bills were smart, they'd have Tre'Davious White, who's an absolute shutdown corner. Talk about a top three cornerback in the league. And I just don't see any route. I mean, what is it? This is calling for about 7 catches for 75 yards. I mean, I don't see it personally. Maybe, you know, John Ross, maybe he catches a long bomb. That can happen. But that's not really Tyler Boyd's game. And I feel pretty confident about Tyler Boyd going under in this one.
Yeah, I'm 100% under on him. I mean, the Bills have only allowed 181 passing yards a game since the start of the 2018 season, which is 20 better than any other team. Every other team's allowed at least 200. So the Bills just shut down quarterbacks. And Andy Dalton, I mean, he's not a very good quarterback.
It's Andy Dalton. Yeah,
so you're expecting 50% of the yards Tyler Boyd's going to catch. I just don't think Tyler Boyd even get touching double figures unless he somehow gets 10 catches for 30 yards.
Exactly.
I mean, I just don't see it at all.
No, and I feel pretty good about that. I mean, I don't know. The Bills, I think they're being a little hyped. I mean, I do like Josh Allen. He's good. Just all this on a separate tangent. I think the Bills are good. I don't think they're as good as they're probably being talked up right now, but their defense is definitely not a fake, and I like them a lot. Joey, what is your next one you feel pretty good about?
Let's see here. So I want to go over on Dak Prescott. This game's just scary. It's like a 3 touchdown favorite. But it looks like, so Dak as a home favorite averages 25 fantasy points per game, compared to I think about 18 as a road dog, which you'd think would be backwards. But yeah, so averaging 25 points per game, Lamar Jackson put up 324 and 5 touchdowns in just 3 quarters against Miami. Brady put up 264 and 2 touchdowns, mm-hmm. which is probably what Dak will have with the run game. I mean, you compare him with Zeke over as well at 23.5. I mean, the Cowboys will probably put up 5 touchdowns by halftime. No Michael Gallup, which hinders the passing attack, but
that's what I was gonna ask you about. I mean, how much confidence do you have in Cooper, who's is good, but will probably be shadowed by Howard-ish, or he should be? And then you have old man Jason. I mean, I don't know. I don't hate the play, but I don't know. I think that line is so efficient. I don't know if I can get there. I personally, you don't think there's any kind of threat of maybe having it be a Zeke game where he just gets fed and then they bring in Pollard when they're up by 100? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's a concern. I think both quarterbacks, or at least Lamar Jackson, got benched, or I guess sat the end of the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
The Cowboys, Dak does have that rushing upside, which is nice, but I just think, I mean, I wish there was half props in these first half props. But yeah, there's the concern of them just getting a 3 touchdown lead and then just pounding Zeke is just my only concern. But with they're trading away one of their cornerbacks to the Steelers, so they're in full tank mode 100%.
the most impressive tank I've ever seen in my entire life.
They're doing it right.
Who do they have? Howard? Is that it? Is that their only good player now?
Yeah. I think so. They have Fitzmagic, who hasn't lit it up yet. So I'm waiting to see that.
A week where he throws for 6 touchdowns. That's going to happen. Yeah,
I can't wait for that. They're about to get the number one pick, and then Fitzmagic says nah. And then just wins again.
Dude, he's got what? Preston? What's that guy's name? That's who's gonna go off. That's your low-owned DFS sleeper for the week, everyone.
So I think it's Devontae Parker going off.
Oh.
That man's air yards is just ridiculous.
Dude, but if you look at his air yards, his air yards are impressive, but he doesn't catch the ball.
I know. And everyone's always on Devontae Parker every year.
Yeah, I know, because you think he should be good with the amount of volume and targets he gets, but then you realize you're like, oh, wait, he actually sucks.
Yeah.
All right, Joe's going over. What'd you say?
Dak's a risky one. Yeah. He's not a lock.
Joey's taking Joey's has some balls. He's going over. Obviously, that will be wrong. I wouldn't play that one. The next one I will move to that I feel pretty good about is. I don't want to take yours. I feel like you have another one. This is another receiver, so I'll go a different direction. I think Ertz is a pretty safe over for me. 15.3 playing against the Lions, who I will say has a sneaky good defense. Now, that being said, that's more their front seven. I think Ertz is going to be covered by Quandre Diggs, who is fine. But I just looked it up today because I was just curious. Ertz has like an 8-inch literal height difference on that guy. And
that's crazy.
That's insane. And on top of that, I mean, you're going to have DeSean Jackson's out. Jeffrey's probably missing. You have your number one receiver is about to be Aguilar, followed by Matt Collins and JJ hyphenated name. I can't pronounce his name. So, I mean, Ertz seems like the guy who might get force-fed 15 targets. I mean, I just see that as pretty much a lock. And, you know, do you really think they're going to move Darius Slay to Ertz? I don't, personally, but I guess they could. But I feel pretty safe about that over, just based on the fact that Eagles should be throwing and there's just no one else to throw to.
Yeah, it should be a pretty easy over. I can't imagine. I mean, with all the injuries, he's just going to have to get everything.
Yeah, someone's got to step
probably up. Probably 10 catches, most likely.
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I've never seen. I mean, Slay is a beast, but does he ever shadow tight ends? I mean, probably not. I mean, I don't even know who he'd be facing, but like, does he shadow like Ingram? Probably not.
I can't imagine it.
No, and so I don't know. I feel that I don't think there's even a ton of explanation needed on that. I mean, Ertz. I mean, I don't have it in front of me, Joey, but how many Ertz must have gotten? How many targets on Sunday Night Football against the Eagles? I mean, I think he got 1,000.
I can pull it up real quick here.
I'd just be curious. I mean, because we know how good he is. I mean, people are going off on me, or one guy who, or someone on Discord, they're like, oh, your rankings for your all your plays this week seem low on Ertz. And it's like, I'm not low on Ertz at all. I just think there's, obviously, like, in DFS, there might be some better tight ends. But in this particular situation, I mean, this seems like my favorite play on the board.
Okay, yeah, he is officially my favorite play. He saw 16 targets and...
Dude, it's like, it's Wentz's favorite target, and now you've added the complication of there being no one else. Like, before, at least...
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that is my favorite play now.
Yeah, dude, we're on it. We got it. This, by the way, Joey, this to me, to anyone listening, I think this seems like a prop that will move, that number 15.3. I could see that moving up to, like, 16 or 17. Maybe not.
I could see it getting up to 20.
Mm. Whoa. Well, in that case,
being the high, it's full PPR.
Yeah, I mean,
he's 10 catches and a touchdown, that's 14, and then just 60 yards receiving.
Joey, this seems like a prop we might be hitting more than once. This might be a
thing. Yeah, I would say pound this with a lot of your cash plays.
Yeah, dude. Joey, let's move on. What is your third one? And then I'll give my third, and then we'll give some official power plays, flex plays, whatever you call it.
Okay. So let's see here.
These are some efficient lines, in my opinion, by the way, by Prize Picks. Kudos.
Prize Picks is a really good site. They got some nice lines. I have to give them credit.
No, I mean, like, I just like speaking off the top. I mean, off the cut. I mean, like, I have Zeke projected for 23.6. They have him at 23.5. I have Julio at 19.4. They have him at 19.4. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I would say they have the best lines in the industry. If you want to get some DK projections, just head over to Prize Picks and just see what they're projecting.
Seriously.
I might be stealing yours here, but I have to say Le'Veon Bell under.
Okay. That was one I had an option. That's okay, so you're going under?
Yeah. His use, if you watch that Monday night game.
Yeah, dude. No one else.
I don't even know what to say. Like that. Once Simeon, I don't know, dislocated, broke his ankle or whatever. I don't know what the official word I was at on that, but once Falk came in, Bell just exploded. I don't know what happened.
It's insane.
Just running the ball in general. He was struggling, and then he just comes in. And then he just gets, like, what, like 10 targets? Like,
yeah, minimum. I think it was 10 or 11, yeah.
So, but that being said, they're playing the Patriots. So, Bill Belichick's not going to allow Bell to do anything. Like, if you just want to slaughter the Jets, just double-team Bell. There's really no one else on their team that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... I mean, you have Gilmore, who's going to shut down Robbie Anderson. So that's already done. And you have Crowder, who's not good at football. And then you have... I don't even know who their third guy is. And then you have, I mean... Everyone knows. That's right. It's not even a secret. I mean, Belichick shuts down your biggest weapon, and he shut down Juju. He shut down. Well, there's no one to shut down in Miami, but he shut down. He will take Bell out of the game. Yeah. The threat of Devontae Parker. All those drops. He didn't want that to happen on his watch. Yeah. I don't know. I like Bell under, and I agree with you there. I probably will bet it too. I think. The only thing I worry about, yeah, is just that, like, with the full PPR, I mean...
31 touches.
That's insane. I mean, does he just get, like, 10 dump-offs where he gets 10 catches for 15 yards and then he just kind of scums his way to an over? I still like the under, but that's the only worry I have.
Yeah, when Christian McCaffrey got his 30, 29 touches, I mean, he got 40-plus, but, like, even if Bell gets 10 catches, he could still... end up under.
Yeah.
Just because Belichick will give him... He might even have a negative A dot in this game.
Yeah. I could absolutely see a negative A dot. Yep.
I mean, it's risky, but, like, the Patriots aren't going to allow Bell to do anything. Like, why even let them score a touchdown? Why let Bell touch the ball? I mean, double-teaming a running back seems crazy. Bill Belichick.
I mean, watch the tape. How's this game script? You have they're like a 23-point favorite, which, by the way, is insane. I probably take the Jets to cover that. But you have Bell, who I assume they'll just run with on first and second down every time, because Luke Falk is like, I don't even know who that is. And then, you know, on third down, they're going to have to throw probably to Bell again, or they're trying to force feed one to Crowder in the slot. And it's just like, I don't see Bell. I think Bell's ceiling here is like 14 or 15 ceiling.
I think his floor and his ceiling are very close.
Yes. Yep.
He has a high floor, but his ceiling's going to be extremely capped.
Yep.
If he gets down to like 14 or 13.
And that gets interesting.
You could hedge, but I just don't even want to touch his over.
I don't either. I mean,
I wish
he would get bet up. Like, I wish there was some, like, injury on the Patriots where it's like he gets bet up to like 18 and a half, and then I'd feel really good about it. But I still like the under here. My next favorite, I mean, honestly, I maybe should have. I mean, these three I have are tied. I mean, I love this Thielen over this week. I'm going to get roasted in Discord because all I do is talk about how bad Kirk Cousins is, and Kirk Cousins is bad. But I am high on the Vikings this week.
High on the Vikings? High on Kirk Cousins? Oof.
Yeah.
Definitely lock that up then
just so we're clear, and I don't want this to get muddled or confused in any way, Kirk Cousins still sucks. He's not a good quarterback. He's the least clutch quarterback I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, that being said, they're playing a bad team that Thielen should absolutely eat in this game. I have Kirk projected for almost 3 touchdowns total. I think he should have a pretty good game. I mean, that first game was bizarre. We threw like 10 times. I think last game he got it more. It's like a 30. The Raiders suck. I think they keep this game closer than people might think, but that'll be by throwing. And I think the Vikings should have to throw in this game. I don't even know who the corners are. By the way, he's not on the board, but I like Diggs as well. But, you know, I have Thielen projected for 18.1. This prop is at 15.7. I feel pretty good about him getting at least 8 targets. And, you know, if he just gets 80 yards on that, he goes over, and that's without a touchdown. So I feel pretty good about that Thielen over. If for some reason, you know, he gets 2 touchdowns, you know, taken away by Diggs, or he gets hurt or something, I could see it. But that's probably my third most confident, but I still feel really good about it behind the Boyd nerds.
Yeah, I'm going to drop a play in Discord that I love on the other site. But Kirk, last game, got 230 passing yards on 14 completions and 32 pass attempts. That's below 50% completion rate.
He's really bad, and it's amazing that he doesn't think he's good. It's amazing.
Diggs was like 7 targets, 1 catch. So I do like some notes from Thielen. So his average depth of target is up 5.5 yards from 9.5 to 15, which I think cracks the top 15 in ADOT.
Yeah, that has to be up there.
The league,
yeah.
Which, even though his targets are down, is, I mean, he just needs, 2/3 the amount of targets he was getting last year to have similar yardage on average. And these, let's see here, they've allowed some crazy numbers from receivers this year. I mean, Robinson had 2 touchdowns, 172 yards. Hardman should have had, 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, but a 70-yard bomb got called back.
So many people are talking about that Hardman touchdown. It's insane.
Everyone told him bad. It was rough, yeah, but...
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we'll note, Oakland's run defense looks legit. So, they did have a couple of top picks that they beefed up their line with the number 4 overall pick. So, their runs might be better, which could lead to less for Cook and more for the passing game.
I kind of liked Cook this week. I feel like he's going to be a pretty popular cash play, too. Are you kind of down on Cook, or are you just making note?
I'm not touching Cook in cash.
Yeah, it's funny. I was looking at my stuff today. I was kind of thinking the same, because I was all ready to kind of lock and load, but his price is up. So I'm talking more DK, but I don't know.
Zeke and Christian McCaffrey is much. I'm just locking those two in cash running backs, but what do I know about DFS? I'm like 0-2 in cash this year.
And just to confirm, who did you play in cash for your quarterback week 1?
Well, one site was Nick Foles, which he got injured, so... And then the other was Jameis Winston, so it hasn't been a good DFS year, but...
Damn, dude. Good play.
But props, I have quadrupled my bankroll, so...
I'll give it to Joey. He has been slaying props on other sites as well as Prize Picks. Joey, let's get into... Let's give some plays here.
Our official plays.
Yes. And then these are not the only ones. Obviously, we'll drop some in Discord. We're making a 3. You want to do, like, maybe 2 threes and a 4? I'm locking Ertz, first one.
Yeah, so our cash play, let's put Ertz as a cash play.
Yep.
Obviously, more money on your cash plays.
Yep.
So Ertz over... I mean, I'm probably like 90% confident about that after 16 targets. Like, come on.
That's insane.
Like, you'll see the same volume. And then let's see here. So we can go a couple routes. I think, who do you like to pair with that?
I'm trying to think. Just quickly, and then we'll get. How do you feel about Julio this week? I think Julio should eat this week. I don't know if I like the 19.4, but man.
It's a way. I'm just not going to touch the Falcons on the road. I just stay away from it.
Dome, remember? Remember that week 1 where I got burned because I said he's in a dome? I don't know.
He is in a dome. I forgot about Matt Ryan has 12 out of 16 dome games.
I keep defending the Falcons. And I don't even know why. I keep thinking they're good, and they're just not. I don't know why.
They're really bad.
No, they're not good. I don't know why I keep defending them as if they're good. I mean, their defense... obviously sucks. Matt Ryan apparently is a pick machine now.
Yeah, Matt Ryan sucks. I wish Marlon Mack was on the board.
Oh, dude, I love Marlon Mack this week. Man.
I dropped a huge play in Discord for cash that I'm 100% confident on those two running backs. But if we could get Ertz and Marlon Mack, I would max that.
I mean, I like I mean, if we're going, I have Ertz, and I like Ertz, and I think for cash, I'd still go, would you feel comfortable going Ertz over Lamar under?
Yeah.
Not too confident on it?
I actually like pairing.
If we're being honest, my most confident edge play would be... Action. Go ahead.
I like pairing Ertz with Mariota.
Interesting.
I'm confident enough in Mariota's under where I could hold that cash and just throw Mariota under.
Interesting.
This passing yards prop just keeps going down and down and down, especially with the weather. And this will come out tomorrow, so we should be more confident on the weather. So if no changes in the weather, I'm just pounding the under on Marcus Mariota until he gets to 12.
All right, so is that our first cash? Zach Ertz over, Mariota under?
Yeah, you can also put Zach Ertz in our three play we mentioned earlier for a fun four play.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Might as well just give you some more better odds there. So I guess if we're going to do that, we can come up with some Sunday plays then only. So that was Zach Ertz in the three play, and now let's go some Sunday. So Zach Ertz over with, I'm fine with the Tyler Boyd under.
Yep. I like that.
I think Dalton gets like 150 passing yards and like 15 completions.
So we didn't touch on it, and I know, I mean, we don't want to make this too long and talk about, I mean, it's not a ton of people, but I don't want to talk about everyone, but I mean, I don't have a read. That Josh Jacobs number seems really low.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to touch it because the game script, I don't know how it works. I mean, Jacobs, what? I mean, last week, yeah, he got to 99 rushing yards, but he kind of had that one run that was, what, like 50 or 60 yards? I mean, was he that good? I'm not sure. They also were down, so that's different, but I don't know. That's an interesting one to me. To add on this third, I mean, I still like the Bell under. I don't hate the Amari under just because it'll be shadowed by Howard, and I don't hate the Kelsey over to add on to the Ertz and Boyd play.
Yeah, there's a lot of very close plays.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying with the projections being so good. Yep. Ertz is the biggest one that stands out.
Yeah.
So, if I was looking at the board, I would say Ertz, and, I mean, there's a lot of plays we like.
Yep.
Ertz, I'd probably say Ertz, Boyd, Thielen, and Bell are my favorite plays.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about going Ertz over, Boyd over, or sorry, Boyd under, Thielen over, Bell under.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just I'm showing that on the screen right now. I mean, that's a pretty... And that's a 10x play. I mean, now this one is an interesting one. I mean, would you just go all out and do the 4-for-4, or would you play as a flex?
So, you can go flex. What I like doing is going a 2-play, 3-play, then 4-play. So I'll go like Ertz, Bell, put like $100 on that.
Yep.
And then Ertz, Bell, Boyd, put like $50 on that. And then Ertz, Bell, Boyd, and Thielen, put like $20 or $10 on that.
Yep. Game theory, people. This is how you win.
So that's kind of what I like doing. You can also do the 3-for-4. For what is that, 2x?
3-for-4 on this one, it's 1.5x. And then if all four do hit with the flex play, it's 4x. The 1.5x is disappointing. I feel like it used to be 2, but I mean, again, the 3-for-4, though, that changes.
1.5x?
Yeah, I mean, it's weak, but I mean, that don't changes that. Your bankroll. I mean, that you can, you know, if you're, say your bankroll, you normally put, you know, say your unit is, you know, $10, and you could, that could be like a 3-unit play for you if you're playing a 3-for-4. Whereas if you're playing a 10x, hit all four, I mean, yeah, put 1 unit on that or half a unit and then, you know, 10 extra money. I mean, I think that's fine. I like your strategy, though. I think it's a good strategy that people probably don't utilize. Is it's like, okay, I like all these four plays. You know, I like two of them more than the other one. I'm just going to kind of hope for the 10x and put a little amount of money on it. It's like, why not lock in what you feel is, you know, almost quote-unquote guaranteed value and guaranteed money, And then once you have that safe, it's like you can go to the threes and the fours.
Yep.
I like that foreplay. Foreplay. There. Let's do one more, either a three or a four pick, and then we will get out of here.
All right. Let's see here. So we can go... I like the Kelce over.
Yeah, it's a weird one because, like, it seems high, and then you're like, that dude could literally score 30 points easily.
Yeah, like, why is the tight end the highest projected receiver?
Exactly.
Like, but he's the wide receiver one right now on that team.
Not even close, yep.
Even if stats don't say that. Yeah. So, Kelce over, especially against the Ravens, where they got some pretty good cornerbacks on that team, I will have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's like, I assume Kelce has probably some massive height advantage. I mean, who do they have? They have Brandon Carr. He's one of their guys. They have...
Jimmy Smith's really good, but he missed last.
Stud. Yeah. And he'll probably go Watkins.
Yeah, there's just a lot of speed.
Does that Watkins number seem kind of high?
I could have sworn he started at 19. I might be wrong.
I did not look, you know, yet. I mean, when exactly this came out. I mean, that just seemed... I still think Sammy Watkins is getting a lot of volume, but he's obviously still... I mean, he's now drawing this number one coverage. He might be on... Might have Jimmy Smith. I don't know. I'm just looking at it now. I mean, yeah, he could easily catch, you know, go off just ballistic like he did week one, but man, I don't know if I want to touch that one, but...
12 targets last week. That's just... That was a chalk bust right there.
Yeah, like, that just... I stayed away from that bomb. I mean... Hilton is interesting. The only reason I have pause on T.Y. Hilton is, yeah, the Falcons D blows. But, you know, in this new offense the Colts are running with Brissett, I mean, they're running now... You know, last week, I'm pretty sure they had 28 passes and 32 or 34 runs, so they're running heavy. Their pace of play, they're the number one fastest team, I believe, in the league last year, one of the top, and now they're one of the slowest. And I don't like that recipe where Hilton, you know, he has so much boom upside, but I don't know if I trust him to get to that 15 or 16 number.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
It's going to be tough for sure. I think I'll say Zeke if we want to add some more players. Zeke over.
I think Zeke's going to have a monstrous game.
Yeah, that's one of my cash plays this week, Zeke.
Yeah, me too.
I might go Antonio Brown under.
Thank you. That's what I came into the week being like, I'm all over AB, but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of mouths to feed. Why do they have to throw him the ball that much? I can see him getting one touchdown, 50 yards. I mean, that's fine. A couple, five.
Three. Yeah, it's hard to predict those Patriots touchdowns. Like, it's got, what, seven or eight guys who could score a touchdown every week?
Literally, yeah.
Like, is Brady really going to throw six touchdowns against the Jets?
No,
probably.
He doesn't need to. I mean, this straight up to be, like, this is definitely a GPP play. This would be lower. I mean, I like how this is shaping as a GPP where you have Kelce over, Zeke over, AB under, and I'm trying to think of one we haven't touched on yet, or we can go back to one of it. I mean, I wouldn't mind adding on Lamar under.
I do like adding on just Ertz over. Like,
just Ertz over? That's fine, too.
Like, you could probably add Ertz to every play.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that. Yeah.
I mean, but if you want different props, yeah, Lamar Jackson under. But, I mean, if you want to go optimal and just save your bankroll, just throw Ertz probably in every play and you'll be fine.
I mean,
until he misses and he wins every single prop.
For the sake of giving people some different ones and being a troll when these miss, I mean, I'm going to show it on the screen. I'm using the Lamar under, Zeke over, AB under, Kelce over. But, yeah, just know that we feel the most confident by far about Ertz. I mean, it just seems like. Pretty much.
Yeah, just 16 targets.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, like, if your projection is less than the amount of targets you get per game, I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone kind of joining us. Again, I know I mentioned a lot. Discord's where we want to be, especially for prize picks. These things move a lot. I'm not even kidding. I'm pretty sure that DJ Chark, when I logged on, was actually like in the nines, and now it's at 10.2. Just once again, if you want to sign up, prizepicks.online.
Yes.
Say it again.
When we started the pod, it was at 9. I had to refresh my screen.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I mean, go to prizepicks.online, use a promo code KARMA, get that 25% bonus up to $1,000. So, like I said at the beginning, you deposit $4,000, you get an automatic $1,000 free. If you deposit $1,000, $250. And check us out over here. You'll see on the screen, we have an entire Prize Picks dedicated page, where we have the Bales Bros doing baseball stuff while it's still baseball season. We have NFL props. We have it all. And, of course, Discord is going to be where you get Joey and I's up-to-the-minute plays, as well as people trolling us nonstop. Thank you guys again for joining us. We really appreciate it. We
always getting trolled. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, we hate Joey. We mainly hate Travis. And we will see you guys next week.